This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
To stem climate change, we need less carbon dioxide, but right now in Europe, they could use more CO2. I'm David Brancaccio. First, we got the latest reading this morning on how small business owners are feeling about the economy. It's a little better, but something less than a state of rapture. The National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index edged a bit higher in September. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
NFIB's survey finds the biggest problem small business owners face right now is inflation. Jim Piper says the prices for materials he uses at his fabricating plant in Chicago keep going up. His company makes dumbwaiters and industrial lifts.
We have been successful in passing many of those cost increases to our customers, who at this point almost do an eye roll when we announce another 3 to 4 to 5% increase. You know, it's just a standard way of doing business this year.
The Fed wants price increases like that to be anything but standard, hence its interest rate hikes, which may be starting to work by slowing down business owners' hiring plans, says Becky Frankowitz at staffing firm Manpower Group.
Actually, it's a good thing for employers, a little release of the pressure valve in this tight labor market.
Frankowitz says as competition for workers gets a little less fierce, employers are cutting back on the signing bonuses and other perks they've been offering to get people in the door. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
An earlier sell-off today in bonds is coming down some, but the benchmark 10-year U.S. interest rate is still up at 3.94%. Now, some of this is the British Central Bank still trying to bring calm to dangerously volatile markets there. The line from a Bank of England statement today was stark. Dysfunction in this market and the prospect of self-reinforcing fire sale dynamics pose a material risk to UK financial stability. So, bought a new variety of government bonds this morning. Let's consult Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles.
Well, I think the markets, David, are trying to anticipate when central banks might shift from hiking or tightening policy to going on hold or easing. And if the Bank of England is stepping in to purchase bonds, is that a form of easing? And is that an anticipation of a pivot? That's sort of the discussion that's going on. I don't think, as of yet, this applies to the Fed. We still have a pretty resilient U.S. economy. Inflation is still well above target. And so that probably keeps the Federal Reserve in hiking mode and not about to pivot.
Economist Jeffrey Cleveland is at the investment firm Payden & Riegel. Checking stocks in early trading, the Dow is down 59 points, 0.2%. The S&P is down 0.8%. The NASDAQ is down more than 1%. And there's news just now, the Biden administration is proposing a rule that would expand the definition of who's considered an employee versus independent contractor or gig worker. This would have broad implications for companies such as Uber and Instacart, among many others. Gig economy firms might then have to offer certain benefits and abide by federal minimum wage laws for more of their workers.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We get many quarterly results from big companies this week, results that'll tell us something about where the economy may be headed. It's banks, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Citigroup, and consumer brands, including Pepsi, Delta, and Walgreens. These come with forecasts. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
Wall Street, regulators, and the Federal Reserve pay close attention to bank earnings because banks touch pretty much every corner of the economy. They have an incredible amount of data about how much money both consumers and companies are spending, putting on credit cards, and borrowing. And ironically, what everyone's hoping for is a sort of poor showing. Shiraz Mian is director of research at Zacks Investment Research.
A seemingly negative sign with respect to a bank's results, if they tell us that demand is slacking off, will be a positive for the economy in the sense that the Fed's extraordinary tightening is starting to have an effect.
Analysts also zoom in on reports from consumer-driven businesses because consumers are the main driver of the economy. Mentions of ramping up or slowing down the opening of new manufacturing facilities or stores and of hiring tells us what kind of financial future companies are planning for. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
It's one thing if there aren't enough bubbles for your seltzer, but factories need tanks of carbon dioxide. And in Europe, CO2 is getting very expensive, an outgrowth of Russia's war in Ukraine and very high natural gas prices. Britain is among the places hit hard. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The irony is almost perfect. A chemical that threatens the planet because of its overabundance in the atmosphere is in dangerously short supply as a commodity. And that's a particular problem for food and drink businesses. The UK's meat industry, says spokesman Nick Allen, depends crucially on plentiful supplies of CO2.
It's extremely important in the pig sector. It's our only way that we can humanely stun and slaughter pigs. And that's used for the same reasons in the poultry sector.
CO2 is also injected into the packaging of many perishable foods to inhibit the growth of bacteria and prolong a product shelf life. And, says Emma McClarkin of the Beer and Pub Association, the chemical is pretty critical for her industry too.
To brew beer, to store it correctly, and also in the dispensing and serving. It is absolutely fundamental.
Most of the UK's supplies of industrial CO2 come as a byproduct from factories like this making fertiliser. But, says Matt Williams of the Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit, the soaring cost of natural gas has hit these factories hard.
Several factories across Europe that make both fertiliser and liquid CO2 either shut down entirely or reduce their production quite significantly.
As a result, he says, the cost of CO2 in the UK has leapt over the past 15 months by a staggering 3,000%.
Then the extra bill for the food and drink industry could be in the order of £1.7 billion.
That's getting on for $2 billion at a time of many other price hike pressures, says Nick Allen of the British Meat Processors Association.
The meat industry at the moment is trading in some of the most difficult circumstances most of our members have ever known.
Ditto for the pub and brewing trade, says Emma McClarkin.
the cost of doing business is getting worse and worse, harder and harder. You know, so we really, really have the perfect storm.
There is an upside, though. The soaring price of CO2 has made some manufacturers that emit the gas consider capturing and turning it into a marketable product. That would both ease the pressure on the food and drink industry and help in the battle against climate change. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Today, with the midterm elections 4 weeks away, we look at a measure that made it onto the ballot in Arizona that requires companies and people who make larger campaign donations to reveal their true identities. It's part of our Secret Money Public Influence series, accumulating at marketplace.org if you miss it on the air. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.